time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
Well, Dr. David Oliver, I have learned from these Watch Your Eye programs that nearsightedness is pretty common, but what's not so common is the fact that people aren't getting it treated early on, and that can result in some long-term problems.
That's correct, Manning. We routinely see kids come in after second grade, if not third grade, and they're starting to do poorly in school, and it's because they can't see the board. Now, recently, with the pandemic, they're at home looking at the computer, forcing them to work their eye muscle harder, become more nearsighted quicker, which does lead to later in life that myopic maculopathy, glaucoma at higher risk, and retinal detachment at a higher risk.
So young parents should be paying attention to what their kids are telling them. I can't see this or I can't see that. You need to get them into the optometrist.
Especially if you have a brother or sister that's already nearsighted. You know, and the kid that I'm talking about is one that's 9 years old, and oldest brother has been in our practice for years, nearsighted, and mom just thought that youngest one could see well.
The apple don't fall far from the tree, as they say.
Very true.
So if you allow this nearsightedness to go untreated for a longer period of time, you're basically saying you're asking for more problems.
More problems, higher prescriptions, more difficulty in school, yes.
So parents, if your child has got some problems in school because they can't see the whiteboard, make sure you get them into Oliver Eye Associates. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Manny.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.